Today's story is The Wood Wide Web, taken from the collection 5-Minute Nature Stories, written by Gabby Donay. The Wood Wide Web. Can you imagine, amazing but true, that the trees of the wood have an internet too? Trees are not lonely. They live in groups, and they stretch out their roots to connect in a loop. The branches above have a network below that gathers the nutrients needed to grow. Each tentacle talks in an interlinked flow. Oh, the web of the wood is connected, like so. But the chatter of trees doesn't make any sound, for their secrets are spread through the roots underground. Gazillions of microbes discuss this and that on whispering channels of underground chat. How does this happen? Let me explain. Fungi work with trees like a super cool brain. Encircling roots in a gentle embrace, these fabulous fungi are all over the place. The wonderful webbing majestically spreads all the messages on a network of threads. "There's food for you here," says one tree to another, while seedlings are fed in the shade of their mother. Without any sunlight, it's tricky to feed, so the mother's tree roots give them all that they need. "Help," cries the sapling, "these aphids are sticky." And other trees know that the problem is tricky. "We need aphid eaters," they send out a call, because working together is better for all. The trees gain their strength from the fungi below, which give them the nutrients needed to grow. They breathe when it's light, and they feed when it's dark. Their leaves toughen up, and they harden their bark. And trees give the fungi a sugary treat, making the partnership fully complete. A friendship with fungi will keep them alive, so the web of the wood can continue to thrive. All about the Wood Wide Web. The Wood Wide Web is the way all forests are connected underground. A communication network that stretches for miles and miles right under our feet. A fine web of fungi grows around and into the roots of trees. This gives nutrients, food, to the trees. In return, the trees give the fungi sugars and a place to reproduce. This happy partnership is called mutualism. As forests communicate, cooperate, and swap information like one giant brain, some scientists say they should be thought of as a single superorganism, an invisible web that connects every tree. But where will it lead us? Follow and see.